It was going to be hard to deny the divide, as Democratic State Party Vice Chair Peg Schaefer crossed paths with a nemesis, Ocean County Democratic Committee Chairman Wyatt Earp, on the sidewalk outside Senator Vin Gopal's D11 party. Earp was supposedly going to back Schaefer's ally, Democratic State Committee Chairman John Curry, or at least so thought the minders of Governor Phil Murphy. But the county chair with a name straight out of the gunfight at the OK Corral, no doubt in a gesture of peace to avoid a political restaging of that kind of bloodshot and with an eye on party unity, in the words of State Senator Joe Cryan, D20, proceeded to endorse Essex County Democratic Committee Chairman Leroy Jones to serve as state party chairman. Jones' backers insist the developing contest is already over, a consequence of Earp's endorsement propelling their candidate over the 50 mark in a scramble for the affections of 98 voting committee members. But Curry's people, perhaps channeling the late Powers Booth, say the campaign is just beginning, amid buzz about whether the vote will be a closed or open ballot, and questions about the precise timing of a party convention. The party bylaws allow for the event to be scheduled anytime until January 31st. Shortly after the Earp endorsement, and on the heels of Curry's announcement with Schaefer, Jones announced the formal declaration of his candidacy for state party chair. Today, Schaefer, with law partner Joel Shane in a Sam Elliott-style supporting role, came face to face with the man Murphy files say has more in common with Benedict Arnold than he does with his namesake. If she harbored any ill will, the Somerset Patriot didn't show it in her sidewalk encounter with her. Would love to know what was said, said one insider, arriving for the first night of festivities at the League of Municipalities, set to occur over the next two or three nights in this broken-down gambling mecca where the former mayor a month ago submitted a guilty plea on a charge of stealing basketball money from kids in his hometown. A source familiar with the fun fight on the sidewalk outside the Irish pub told InsiderInch that the pair merely reflected on a Politico story in which Schaefer was quoted as saying, "Wyatt and I had been good friends for a very long time and I hope we still are."